This is Kiss FM. We are going to bring... He's become a regular, hasn't he? Derek Hough. He's upside down on his Zoom.
Can you, upside down.
There you are.
You.
Look
there
at you.
Go.
You look great upside down. Wow. How are you?
Look at that curl.
Right? You can't see it if you're listening, but I have this weird curl that's in the middle of my forehead.
Nothing weird about it. It's beautiful.
You like that?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, it's beautiful.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Derek Hough, new judge on Dancing with the Stars. When you know what you are in my contacts, right?
Derek, I think it's like Derek Dancing with the Stars.
No, it's DWTS winner. That's what you are in my phone.
Oh.
Like if I text you now, what was the first year you won the Mirror Ball?
Oh, I don't know. It was with Brooke Burke in season 8.
Yeah. Did I know you then? Probably, right?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I just got a text from you.
Okay, yeah, that's you. DWTS winner. Yeah.
Just make sure you now put six times.
Oh. Yeah. Edit.
Six-time champ.
Nice.
Season 8 was 2009. Anyway, so did you ever think about judging earlier on? Was that something you thought maybe you'd want to take a crack at?
You know, I don't know. At the time, it didn't really cross my mind. You know, I was so... locked into just, dancing, teaching my partners. But it feels good. It feels natural. It feels like the right time.
Yeah.
I always said that. I feel like I did everything on that show. I have every type of experience you could possibly imagine, from like embarrassments, bad choices, triumphs, good times, bad times, all the things. And so being in this, this part of it, in this role, if you will, it feels exciting. It feels new. Looking forward to it. Live television. Here we go.
How is it that you're on two? Are you still on the other show, The World of Dance, as well?
Yeah. So
they're letting
we'll
you
see.
Do both shows.
If season 5 has not been
picked up yet.
Picked up yet? So
got it.
So we'll see. But that's hopefully the plan. So
you would be on NBC on World of Dance and ABC on Dancing with the Stars.
Possibly, yeah.
Look at that! Is that's
yeah,
the hat trick?
That's big time.
That is big time.
Yeah.
It is Dancing with the Stars, the season premiere tonight, 8/7 Central. That is on ABC. Tyra Banks is the new host.
And I'm excited to see this season. It's going to be so many changes.
Yeah. What's different for you?
Well, there's
the COVID
a few
now,
changes.
Right?
Well, one, the judges' table.
Right.
By the way, is 85 feet long. It's
oh, right.
It actually looks like, the Star Trek Enterprise,
right,
where it's like this giant, like,
right.
So that's going to be interesting, not being so close to Bruno, which, by the way, which is funny because I'm quite physical the way I talk and when I'm, I get passionate. He is very, arms and everything and waving around. So it's probably a good idea that we're social distance right now, because we probably would be like, hitting each other or something.
Yeah, is it true that he likes to spend most, Bruno, the judge Bruno on Dancing with the Stars, is it true that he likes to spend most of his time in the nude?
Well,
are you making that up?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
actually,
the guy,
I could probably confirm that, only because we just did a FaceTime the other day with everybody. And yeah, he was definitely shirtless the whole time.
I'm telling you, he's known for that. He's known
good
for that.
Him.
Yeah,
it.
He's known for that. And no audience, right?
Yeah, no audience. But I think that the solutions that they've come up with have been really, really good. To capture the energy, to not make it not to remind you like, oh, we're in these crazy times, but to make it feel sort of like it's always felt, and just the same energy, same thing. They have the set looks incredible. I was on set yesterday, and it just looks big and exciting and energetic, and there'll be a lot of movement. So it's going to be good. My only like thing that I feel kind of like a bummer for is the celebrities, is having that like, a couple hundred people in the room, at least, just
to cheer them on,
having that energy.
What do you make of this Carol Baskin?
Carol Baskin.
What do you make
of it? I feel like I can't say her name unless I have that accent. All
right.
I don't know why.
Have you spent any... You spend any time just like staring at her, watching her from the...
I haven't seen her yet.
I don't know, in the hallway, just watch her.
Yeah, just
totally
right. I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see, man. That one, listen, I'm like everybody else. I'm looking forward to seeing her and the rest of the cast. Sure. It's a very, you know, interesting cast this year and very eclectic. And yeah, we'll see, man. I'm looking forward to it. So many things to ask, by the way, too.
Well, no. I mean, I want you to ask all the questions to Carol Baskin that we want to have answered. Did she do it?
You know, it is live television.
Did she do it? Just ask
did
that.
Did she do
did
it?
Did you do it?
Oh,
that's all
man.
You got to ask. Help a brother out. That's all
I'm
you got to
like, Carol,
yeah,
Carol, did
we
you
all want to know.
Everybody like, wants you know to know, what? Did you do it?
Tighten up those turns a little bit and straighten those legs, but also.
Did you do it? Derek Cuff, check him out tonight on Dancing with the Stars. Brother, great to see you, my friend. Take care of yourself,
you too,
and congratulations.
Man. Appreciate it, brother. Take care, guys.
8/7 Central, that's
bye,
on ABC.
Bye.
I mean, right? If you're with Carol Baskin, you just want to say, hey, one quick question. Did you
totally.
Do it? Huff, it's going to be on your mind tonight. I know it's going to be in your head.
Yeah.
You'll see. Hopefully you won't see through my eyes.
We're back in a minute to pay a bill. Kiss FM.